Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Yeah, thanks, Gail.
And I would say, based on the crowd size, if your case is done and you're open to exit, that will open up some seating for other individuals to come in. So thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Did you see any of the creep?
This is like crazy creep.
Yeah, but he's pretty fair. So I think if he comes back and marks out that one area.
If he would do that and put a gate in at your driveway,
let him have access to it. Nobody else needs access to it anyway.
Big deal.
Okay, Scott, we ready?
You might ask the applicants here.
Is the applicant here for Wolf Trail Estates? SMBZ LLC? The applicant that we're looking for that's going to represent?
See if they roll in towards the end of the meeting, I guess.
I would make a move that we put this to the back of the agenda, which give them a little chance to come in.
Got a motion, a second. Any further discussion on that? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, so the Wolf Trail Estates, if you're here for that, raise your hand. Okay, that's been moved to the bottom of the public hearing agenda to see if the representative actually shows up, okay? And they have another one towards the end.
I've driven an hour and a half to get down here to do this thing tonight. That's going to put me past midnight getting to the house. That's not fair.
Well,
can I speak my 2 minutes worth?
No, sir, I'm sorry. Well, the applicant's not here.
They'll respond to it.
We just made a motion to delay it, so.
Okay. Nothing, we don't have nothing to compare to.
Howard.
Who made the second on your motion? Who seconded it?
Did.
George did.
George. Okay, so where do we go next? Jeffrey Olson.
Jeffrey Olson seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing nightly rental use in the existing single-family home located at 1428 Acacia Club Road, Hollister. Per the assessor's information, the four-bedroom single-family home was built in 1972 and is located in River Lake Subdivision Lot 12. The property is served by a private well in Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Applicant plans to use a split rail fence on the east property line between the homes and the existing large pine trees on the west property line as the buffers. Project received a total score of 6 on the Western Taney County Division 3 relative policy score. And if you remember the locations on Acacia Club, some photos of the home. I think those were included. Parking area. Four bedroom need parking for 5. Here's our large pine trees. And I didn't make any changes to the decision of record.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Jeff Olson. Me and my wife, Becky, currently live at the property. We've been there coming up on 3 years now. And I plan on staying in the house in the area when not in rent. As you guys mentioned in the last meeting, you know, there's plenty of nightly rentals in that area. I believe there's 10 of them within two or three blocks and within a block of my house. Two houses over is the Trout Hollow Lodge, which I own and operate. We have 26 nightly units there. So I'm on property or right next door at all times. I have spoken with my neighbor to the west side. Get along great. He has no issue with it. As far as the buffering, the pine trees are on the west side, and north of those pine trees, his whole side yard is 8-foot cedar fence all the way to the property line. I did leave it open on the east side. I just mentioned a split rail fence, mainly for ease of and beauty of the view. I did leave it open up to your, whatever you suggest, in between the houses. There is only 80 inches between the two houses is where a fence would kind of restrict access as far as lawnmower and stuff, but whatever you would deem necessary, I'm fine with. As you know, there's plenty of commercial property in that area, restaurant right across the street. As far as keeping an eye on the property, like I said, we are right there on property. We run the Trout Hollow. We have a quiet time of 10 o'clock. We're very pleased with the clientele we have there. We run a pretty tight ship.
Well, let's see. Do we have anybody in the crowd that is here to speak that is opposed to this application? 1428 Acacia Club Road. No one opposed? Is anyone here signed up to speak for this application? So we have none opposed and none for this application. And we didn't receive anything in our information pack, right?
You don't have Scott? It. You have it, no.
So any questions for the applicant?
I'm confused on the pictures. The one that's got the 80 inches apart, where is that?
That's on the east side of the home. 80 inches between my home and then the neighbor's home.
And this is not a new home? The one with the 80 inches apart?
No.
That's been there for a long time, I thought.
They were probably built in the same proximity. Yeah. Yes.
I have a bit of a problem with the split rail fence being a barrier that does not meet the code. And if we was to, probably not going to cause a problem in this case, but if we, I think if we vary from what we're supposed to do on the thing, it'll lead to another one where it would be of much more importance. I think that instead of a split rail fence, I think that should meet the code.
Well, the code says that you can approve anything you deem appropriate for the situation.
Yeah, we've had smaller bushes and
you can see between them too. I mean,
yeah, the vegetation is generally the way it's gone.
Which may be a moot point, because after it's approved or whatever, they do whatever they want to anyway.
Yeah.
Any other questions for the applicant? Or specifics to the case?
I have a question. The rail fence, is there a problem between you and your neighbor with you running up this?
I haven't talked to him. Both houses on both sides of me, they live out of town, and they're just summer visitors and stuff. But
I understand you to say you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's right. That was my only concern was the rail fence.
Did I understand you had you call the rail fence your buffer because that interferes with the view if you'd build a big fence or something like that?
Well, the rail between the homes, when I talked to Sky, we weren't sure if we would need that just because of that 80-inch distance. I'd be totally fine with it. It would, if not necessary, it would restrict, you know, a lawnmower going back there. And then on the north side of the house where the lake view is, a split rail fence obviously isn't going to obstruct the nice view, but if we need something different, I'm fine with that. And I just mentioned a split rail because I know the property down at the end of the block, they have a, it's not a split rail, but it's a 2x4 constructed fence with a cross beam. So whatever you deem necessary is great. So,
so wouldn't it interfere with your view if you planted some shrubbery there?
No, I guess I'm not, I don't know if you have requirements on the height of the shrubbery.
Well, between the houses, I do have a concern that your nightly rental people will not stay on your property.
Okay.
If you didn't own the property next to it, I would be against it.
Excuse me?
I don't like to see nightly rental down in that area. It's, we've really been, we've worked hard to try to keep nightly rental out of there because a lot of people don't like that down there. You've got a little different situation since you own the property next to it as Trout Hollow Resort.
Yes.
To me.
And having the commercial restaurant across the street.
Right,
and all that,
yeah. It's a little different. I see a totally different situation here.
And just multiples just down the road from me also.
Right. Well, across the way, yeah. Absolutely.
All in the same, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know as far as a buffer what we should require there. I just hate to see not something not being there.
Oh, I'm totally, yes, whatever you...
Because, I mean, they're not going to stay in their yard. They're going to walk around the side of the house and no telling where they'll end up in the backyards.
Sure.
Where do you own what property? Where is the property line there? Is it right in the middle of the houses or I mean...
Like pretty much, yes, right in the middle, maybe a little bit right of... Right of center there, towards the neighbor, but.
Well, I think we should restrict, here we go making exceptions, but we should restrict anybody from going around this side of the house to the backyard.
Sure.
I don't see a problem with the rail fence myself.
I don't either.
Just I'll as long as it.
I'm going to make this easy. I make a motion to approve with a some kind of buffer to prevent foot traffic from entering the other property.
I'll go for that. I'll second that.
You got a motion? Whatever you want to put up, as long as you can keep the people off the neighbor, we're good. Okay.
Who seconded?
I will second that motion.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye. Raise your hand.
Aye.
Opposed?
Do you support my motion?
So, all in favor. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I did.
Rick.
I did.
Okay, next up on the agenda, we've got Tim Friend with... the proposed resort, fractional condominiums, Highway 86.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm Tim Friend.
Scott will give a quick update, Tim, and then we'll get going.
Tim Friend is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing the development of a hotel, resort, and fractional ownership condominiums located at 3721 State Highway 86, Ridgedale. Per the assessor's office information, the parcel is 15 acres in size, and there's currently a single-family home on the property that was built in 1977. The request is for up to 400 total units to include nightly rental, timeshare sales, and or whole ownership in the form of single-family homes, condos, and hotel. The property will be served by a private well for water and approved wastewater system through the Department of Natural Resources. This project received a total score of 12 on the Western 10.